Hi, and welcome to Read It For Me. We hope you enjoy this audio download of this week's Read It For Me episode. To watch our animated video summary and access your other learning tools, log into your account at www.readitfor.me. Thanks again, and here comes this week's episode. A great organization must not only accommodate the fact that each employee is different, it must capitalize on this difference. So decrees Marcus Buckingham, co-author of First Break All the Rules. Together with his co-author Donald O. Clifton, he claims that rather than focus on addressing weaknesses of our teams, we need to exploit their talents and turn them into strengths that we can exploit. Join us for the next 10 minutes to find out the reasons behind this conviction. Lesson number one, the structure of strength. Only 20% of employees working in large organizations feel their strengths are being utilized every day. Even more concerning is that the longer they stay with a company, the more entrenched this feeling becomes. This goes back to what Buckingham stated in his earlier book. Organizations are built on two false premises. One, we can all become competent in anything. And two, our growth potential is in our biggest weaknesses. With a false focus on what we cannot do, we spend little or no time on what we can do better. Buckingham believes great managers do the opposite. They recognize that each person's talents are unique, and they see this as a key area for growth. So what is a strength? Buckingham gives us the following definition: consistent, near-perfect performance in an activity. Ponder this. What do you do that is near-perfect every time? To discover our strengths, Buckingham suggests we need to understand how to differentiate our natural talents from what we can learn. Firstly, talent is a pattern of thought, feeling, or behavior. It's our lens. Secondly, what we can learn, knowledge, is the lens of someone else. To create strength, we need to be able to separate the two perspectives, then pull them together into one, the associated skill. Strengths equals talent plus knowledge plus skill. Although it's possible to develop strength without full knowledge or skill, often described as being a natural, it is never possible to fully possess a strength without talent. Let's look at each ingredient in a bit more detail. Lesson 2. Knowledge in two parts. There are two kinds of knowledge. Factual knowledge, data, statistics, facts, and truths. And the second type of knowledge is experiential. It's knowing, as a child, not to touch a hot stove after having burned fingers. It's knowing that a good relationship with a VP's secretary can increase access. To discover our strengths, we need to acquire both types of knowledge, complementing each with the other. Skills bring structure to experiential knowledge. Eventually, having exploited the experience and its benefits, we're likely to formalize this into a repeatable series of steps and actions, a skill. Skills enable us to avoid trial and error and to embed the best actions into our normal behavior. If you learn a skill, it will help you get a little better, but it will never turn into a strength without the third ingredient, talent. Buckingham defines a talent as a repetitive collection of thoughts or feelings that can be used to deliver a beneficial outcome. If you're competitive, it's a talent. If you are persistent, it's a talent. If you're obstinate, it's a talent. Yes, even negative traits, if relevant to the position, can be talents. Every day at work, we have decisions to make, and talents dominate this decision-making. We are not able to externalize every decision we make in a day. Our talents are our brain's natural connections, what we do without thinking. That's why teaching a skill to someone will never have the same success as someone who has the talent. Our talents are hidden within our natural reactions and are therefore hard to detect and define. To pinpoint these talents, therefore, we need to look at ourselves in a different way. Lesson 3. Signposts to strengths. As we've identified, talent is a key component of strength. So to find our strengths, we must first find our talents. Buckingham suggests we should monitor our spontaneity. How we react to situations and challenges around us reveals the source of what we do naturally and how we handle things. Buckingham also suggests we consider our yearnings. If given the choice, what would we do? Yearnings pinpoint our underlying drive. No matter how much we may be kept apart, we return to those preferences. Another way of identifying talent is to consider your learning outcomes. What have we studied, practiced, or have been coached that we're able to pick up quickly? If we look at fast learning, there must have been something behind its rapid attainment, probably talent. Finally, Buckingham suggests we look at our satisfactions. What do we do at work that gives us the most pleasure? What is the underlying practice behind the reward? What makes us happy at work? Behind these satisfactions will be a latent talent, the foundation to future fulfillment. Here's a simple rule of thumb. If you're doing something and you're thinking how much longer it will take, this is not a talent. On the other hand, if you're thinking how can you do this again, then a talent is present. Lesson 4. Snags to succeeding with strengths. No matter where you live in the world, there's one common thing that gets in the way of our success. Our weaknesses and the underlying belief that we should focus on their elimination. For many of us, the fear of our weaknesses significantly overshadows our confidence in our strengths. Many of us may put this down to ego control. We don't want to appear egoistic by bigging up our strengths. We may also be reluctant to promote our strengths because we think they're not much to write about. Instead, as in a resume for a job, we stress what we think the audience would like to hear. What we must do is remove ourselves from this internalized lens and visualize our capabilities from the outside, and see ourselves as others see us. If our weaknesses have some relevance to our work, we need to identify it as a skills weakness, knowledge weakness, or talent weakness, and then come up with a remedial plan. Here are Buckingham's resolution strategies. Number 1. Get a little better at it. If we can move one or two steps closer to competency each time we come across the weakness, then eventually that weakness will disappear. 2. Design a support system. Find a system that stops you worrying about your weakness, and then free up your time to practice and exploit your strengths. 3. Use a strength to counter a weakness. Are you more efficient in the morning? Do you have difficulty in making decisions? A strength and a weakness. Put them together and make decisions in the morning. Strength wins, weakness loses. Whatever your weakness, we're likely to have a strength that can overcome the deficiency and erase it from our day. Number 4, find a partner. Are you good at analysis but poor at presenting the findings? Find a partner that is the opposite, poor at analysis and good at presenting. The partner may likely exist within your work environment, or they could be external. Becoming yin to the other's yang makes a win-win for both parties. Number 5, stop. Stop getting involved with the weakness. Ask the question, do I really need to be doing this? Give the responsibility to someone else. This may seem defeatist, but in many cases the whole action is liberating and gives a boost to focus more on strengths. Lesson 5, building a strength-based organization. There's a great benefit to building up our own strengths. Now imagine, everyone in our organization could play to theirs too. Buckingham believes this is the differentiator for organizations. Since each person's talents are everlasting, we should spend a great amount of time and effort in finding strength holders in the first place, rather than recruiting those without and hoping training can deliver. Buckingham suggests we should build a strengths-based hiring system. Here's how. 1. We need to build our selection system around an instrument for identifying talent. This may be some form of psychometric test, or even Buckingham's own Strength Finder system. You'll need to read the book in full to discover its findings. Used properly, it's a consistent benchmark for evaluation and comparison. 2. We need to calibrate our system by studying our best performers. Here we're taking the generic model of personalities and making them specific to the needs of our organization. There may be some personalities we must have and others we don't need. This is unique to our organizations. 3. We need to teach the language of talent throughout our organization. When people talk of staffing needs, they should use a common language attuned to the system. 4. We need to build a theme profile for our entire organization. What does a company person look like? We can all recognize the characteristics of a Southwest Airlines staffer. Can we do the same for our company? After all this effort, we need to ensure its upkeep by aligning our performance metrics to talent. We need to figure out the right way to measure the desired performance. Buckingham suggests we refer to the 12 outcomes covered in Break All the Rules as a good benchmark. We covered these in an earlier summary, and it's worth a reread. Secondly, we need to introduce a performance scorecard for every employee. Why? Despite strengths being individual, we still need common controls and assessment to ensure efficiency. By having a balanced scorecard for each employee, we can assure we address each of the areas that provide the biggest impact. Finally, we need to ensure strengths are the focus of every employee-supervisor discussion. A permanent focus on strengths ensures we don't fall back into the weakness mitigation trap. To summarize, find and play to the strengths of your team. You'll only make your business stronger.